Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and the purpose of this show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, divine healing, felt intuition, touched by an angel, near-death experience? Or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008, at 1-888-627-6008. And I just want to let you know that this is a non-judgmental environment. This is a healing space. Telling your story can possibly heal yourself and others. So tonight, I just want to say that the topic of tonight's topic is a new way of being, a new way of being. I just want to start out saying that I know you guys are exhausted as much as I am. There's so much going on. It's always so much to catch on. I just love you listeners. I love you listening to me, and I love, you know, bringing you the truth about kind of how I feel and what's going on with me. It's just been a lot lately. I mean, it's like every time I feel like I've gotten to the point where I've calmed down and calm myself. It's just the energy is high these days. There's just so much going on. And so I just have to tell you guys what I'm feeling. I feel a lot of tension. I feel a lot of stuff going on, but I feel hopeful. I feel rejoiced in ways because I believe that here's the opportunity for us to be who we really are and shine our, in spite of all this, whatever that's going on, it's still opportunity. It's always opportunity in a lot of stuff that's going on, whether it's, you know, it's good, bad, and difference of opinions, voting. I mean, this last week has been a lot, you know, whether you voted for this candidate or the other candidate, you know, whatever's going on, it's just seemed to be a turmoil and a deep type of division. I want to say it's just a deep division within us. And so here's the opportunity for how we want our America and how we want our world to be. I mean, it's a lot of opportunity in this to unity. I mean, even though it's in its divisiveness, but there are the people and the praying people, the divine people and the people that want unity. That's who I'm speaking with. If you're not that and you're not talking about that, then you can just turn me off. You can just move on because that's where I'm at in my heart. I'm with the unity and praying for peace and peace of, you know, in all understanding because we got to understand ourselves and what's going on. And so my topic is a new way of being. Guys, nothing is the same. Everything must change. Everything that's going on, like I said, the spiritual awakening, the spiritual happening, this shift that's going on, everything is rising to the top. All this that, you know, racism, the divideness of all the way, division, everything, all this stuff that's coming up is has to come up. It's nasty. Yes, it's everything. Everything is rising to the top, like I said, to be healed. But it really doesn't feel good. When it's rising, you can feel the tension. You can feel it. But I still say prayer do work. Prayer work. I feel like, and I'm going to say it. I feel like with the days leading to the election, I could feel the heightening. I could feel that people's temperatures were rising, that it could have just really, really went, it could have went really left. You know, it was just feeling that way in my spirit, but I still pray. I still stayed in God. I stayed in the divine, stayed in Christ. So when you're still in spite of everything, you're in prayer, you're for peace, And you're going toward that goal, even though it looks crazy, whatever, but you're in it with God. You're in it with the surroundings, but you're that, like I said, you're that source of peace that we all need. And I know I'm not the only one. It's a warrior of us, and I love us. These peaceful warriors, these warriors that want the light, that's in the light, that's the ambassador of the truth. And, not trying to sound too religious, but it's just a truth that's here. The truth is always the truth, and it's always going to be the truth. And so, but it was hard in a way. It's not that, you know, it's not hard. It's you're looking at the circumstances around you. But anyway, in my last couple times that I talk, I always talk about this praying and praying for peace, praying for wholeness and praying for a peaceful transfer and praying for all that. It works. So I just have to say this. When the election was going on, I believe this. Now everybody had their perspective, you know, how they want to, you know, look at it. My perception of this was during this time of this counting, like I said, up to the election was really feeling like it was a lot going on. It looked like it could have been a fever pitch right up in there. And I feel like God had it go over some days, in my opinion, to go over some days. The counting, it might have been, you know, nerve wracking, which it was. It could have been nerve wracking and teeth biting or whatever you want to say. You could have been biting your nails the whole time. You were frustrated. But I tell you what it gave you. It gave you enough time, whoever it was, to calm down, whatever it was you was going to do, whatever it was that was going on in that high pitch fever moment or whatever that was getting ready to erupt, you couldn't because they were still counting. And so when they still counting, it gave you time and it gave everybody, you had no choice. If you wanted to act out violently, you had to be patient. And so I believe that was God intervention. I really do. And people can call it whatever way, but I believe it was God's grace because so much was going on that you had to calm down. You had to be at your, the temperature had to lower. It had to come down because it's like day three, day four, you know, and you just, everything had to calm down. And when it happened, whoever won or whatever happened, it was a much calmer environment. And I believe that that was God's grace. And whatever. I don't know who, what side would do what. I'm not saying whose side would do, but I just felt tension. And I felt that God, I just have to say the way I feel. I felt that God, had grace upon us. And so whoever we voted for, you know, I mean, we have our reasons for voting for, but it shouldn't be like this. I mean, it just should be choice and whoever win. I mean, you feel bad about it, but you know, but really all in all, we're still together. We're still sharing this planet. We're still sharing the earth. And, it should be where it should be violence on this because you believe this way. You have your point of views. The other person had their point of views and, yet it's still chaotic. And so we still in that praying stage. We always going to be in that praying stage. And you be in that stage where you in your spirit more than you is in the outer, or you looking at what's around you and your surroundings and the circumstances, you stay in spirit. Because you really need to now. It's too much going on. The virus is going on. It's a lot of people that you didn't know. Now you know that it's a reality. If you didn't know nobody, now you know somebody or heard of somebody that's closer to you that have it, or a family member. My daughter's babysitter that's across the line, the babysitter, is five people in that family that has the virus. And it's just, you know, it's a situation that God got us all on this playing field that nobody is above that. Whatever they was above or thought they was above before, everybody is in this together. We have to work this out, but it's a power that's higher than this that we have to consult with. That's the source. That's Christ consciousness. And so we have to go within and pray and be of that source, be of that peace while all this stuff is going on. We can't be part of the chaos. And I'm going to tell you, I'm always honest. It just felt like I was getting, I'm telling you, swound up into the path, you know, chaos. Because you're watching the news and you're getting upset and you're watching all this stuff that's going on. You want to help in ways you feel like it, but we can. We can. We can. We can help in our community. We can help in ways that we don't think we can help. We can be a peaceful maker, that light that shines, that harmony that's within our hearts, sharing and loving each other, taking care of each other. We can be that. We can be the love that we need for each other as neighbors, family, friends, or people we know and people we don't know. Because I pray for people I know and I don't know. This is the unknown to us. We don't know anything about this. But I'll tell you, I'm telling you what God is telling me. The Spirit is telling me now, this is time of change. This is time for change. We can't go back to the ways that we were. Everything is different. It's not going back. And I don't think it's going to go back to the way. It's just a different, it's a different way of being. It's going to be a different America. It's going to be a different world. It's going to be a different, here's our opportunity to change things, because this is the breakdown of government, breakdown of the world, breakdown of everything, all our relationships. We have to look at ourselves. It's the breakdown of each of our prejudices, because we all have them. What's going on with us personally, we just have to look at ourselves. All the norms are being broke. I mean, you're like, what is this? What's going on? This is not the way it used to be. This is not the way we do things. None of it makes sense. Everything is in the uproar because it's up for healing. That's my perception of what God is telling me. It's up for healing. So everything must come up. It's like, you know, you got this dirty pot from Thanksgiving. I'm just giving an example. It's way worse than that. You got all this stuff. You screw up from the bottom and all that nastiness come up before it's clean. That's kind of the way it is. It looks like that. And so there's change and opportunity in this. There's change and opportunity in us, the way we want to have our America, what America look like. This time we'll involve everybody. Lesbians, you know, transgenders, everything. Everybody's involved. Everybody included. Black, white, Chinese, Asian, whatever. Everybody's included this time. How about that? A world of diverse. Everybody's, you know, the differences we learn from each other. Because what? We all of God. Even though we don't know it, we all of God. We're looking at each other and we're God looking at each other. And we don't even know it, because we're operating at a lower vibration. And we have not yet to know, but we have this opportunity to include everybody. Whereas before, we want to go back to the past, but we can't, because the past was full of lies. It was full of prejudice. It was full of a lot of stuff that we don't want this ongoing future. Our ongoing future is heading forward, not going backwards. They say, oh, we need to go back and be the way we were in the old days. No, we can't. We have to learn from those days and from those years. We have to learn from the past, but we have to push toward the future for what type of America we want to be, what type of world we want to be, and what type of government, if we want that. What type of leadership are we leaders? You know, because the young people is going to be the next in line. What type of leadership do we want in office or out of office? What type of peace? What kind of harmony? What type of, how do we want to shape this? We have opportunity here. We don't have to settle for what was back in the past, looking for the past to tell us what's going on in the future. No, we have to go forward with God. God is forward. The unknown is the future. The unknown is where it's at. it's just scary of what's going to happen and what's going to be, but we got to stay in the present. We have to stay in it, but we got to stay in it with love. We got to love ourselves first. We got to put God first in our lives, and we have to know that that opportunity meets us right here. Opportunities and love and God meet us right here where we at. Because everything that we knew ourselves to be wasn't the truth. That wasn't the true selves. It wasn't our true selves. It was something that was taught. You know, prejudice and all that stuff, that was taught. All those rumors and all those things are tales about us and who we are were not based on truth. Not the true self, not the divine self, not the soul self, not the spiritual self. Those things weren't based on that. Everything is inclusive. That's what God is. That's what God is telling me. Everything is inclusive of God. Nothing is left out. No person is left out because they look this way or they look that way or they disabled or they gay or they straight or they this or they that. God loves everybody. Nobody is left out because we're all spiritual and our beings and our divine selves is expressed through God. We're divine beings, perfect expressions of God, all of us. We're just showing up in different ways. We look different. Even have different beliefs. We have different religion, but really we are all of God. We're divine beings. We're perfect expressions of God. And so once we really know that, we wouldn't be this way toward each other. And so this is what has to happen. Yes, it's crazy. I mean, it's never been, we have never been here before. And I don't think it's going to end until we know that we are the future. We are what we put out. It's reason not other them or the other or whatever. It's because of all of us. All of us is in this together. We can't help but share this earth. We're here. So the thing is, this is a new way of being. Nothing is going to be the same. Everything must change. All the changes have to be. We have to get with it. We got to get right with the presence. We got to live in the present because we can't keep going to the past and trying to find out this and that. How did we do this? We did this. We always did this this way. It's just not for right now. We always look for the history of what we're going to be today. Even with me or in our personal lives, we always look to the history. The history cannot be nothing but the history. We have to move forward, people. But we have to move forward in Christ or in the universe, whatever way you want to say it, in God, in Christ. We have to move forward in that way. This is a spiritual battle because we're spiritual beings. And so we have to set the pace for that in a spiritual way. And what I mean by we got to be in contact with ourselves and God in prayer and moving forward now. In the present, we can't do nothing that we did before because what we did before wasn't working. Can't you see it doesn't work to leave people out, to make them feel worse or bad for who they are or what their color is, to condemn these people because they believe a certain way or have a different religion from you? I mean, this is what America was about. It's supposed to have all immigrants of different lifestyles and different people coming together. And the commonness is God. But I'm supposed to, you know, kill you because you believe differently from what I believe. You know, right now, somebody listening to this like, I don't believe what Karen is saying. Well, I'm supposed to get killed for it. Somebody, I might listen to what somebody else is saying and I say, I don't agree with that. That's not what I'm talking about, but I can't go and hurt that person, harass that person because they don't see what I see. But I have those tendencies. We all do. We want people to see things the way we see it, the way we perceive it. I have those tendencies. I'll be asking God, please help me. And people just don't see it, my perception and the way I see things. I said, that shouldn't be happening. This person should be doing that. It should be common sense the way they, and, you know, and that's what make us all different. That's what make us, the world different. And it makes it beautiful because everybody got their own perception and perspective from their own point of view. But we don't have to get killed for it. We shouldn't have to get harassed for it. We shouldn't have to, you know, feel bad for it. It's just our point of view. It could be right or wrong, but it's just the way I see it. It's my perception. To me, divine reveals it to me this way. And so I express it to you. And if you can agree with it or it resonates with you, fine. If it don't, then, you know, you don't have to. But we don't have to always agree on everything. Some things we agree on, some politics we don't, but it shouldn't get where it's just out of control the way it is. You shouldn't be harassed and you know, beaten and any of those things. And false information and all this stuff that's going on, but this is part of the process. This is part of it. It sounds crazy, but all of it is needed to be healed. And a lot of this stuff been going on all along, but had to come up at this particular time. And there ain't no mistakes. There's no mistakes going on here. This stuff been going on all along in our lives before us. And now it's just coming up to the surface. It been going on. It came up through a virus to show us. Our low vibration brought up a virus to show us. Now, I don't know how long this virus is going to be. I really don't. You know, we all so fatigued and tired of the virus. We're tired of all this stuff that's going on within us. But and around us and with our loved ones. And I just want to say a prayer to all the people that's been touched. I want to say, you know, I'm praying for you and your families with the virus that's been touched, your losses, whatever it is that's going on, and just losses for the jobs that's going on. It's just a lot. And I find myself, guys, praying when I sleep. I fall asleep praying and I wake up praying. Sometimes I pray throughout the night through my dreams and stuff because I really do care about what's going on. I really do care about what's going on. And so I'm in prayer and I know that you guys, I'm not alone. I know that there's some prayer warriors out here and people are doing good and for the good because I always pray for the highest good. And I always ask God to just give me a message that it's always helpful and encouraging in a way that speaks to the audience that God wants us to be united. I'm not going to get up on the air and talk about not being united or anything like that. God always wants us united. He wants us to be together. He wants us to come together as a species that love each other. And I know it sounds, you know, you know, but love is really powerful. So, I mean, we need each other. All of us need each other now. And this is why this is happening too, that we need each other. We need each other as neighbors, friends, or whatever that's going on. God have a way of having us need each other. In this time, we really do. We always need each other, but in this time, we really need each other. And it's not on that crazy level where, you know, color or whatever. You just notice. I just want you all to just notice this. That's what's going on since the virus. There's nothing sticking out. I mean, you know, entertainment used to stick out, Beyonce, all these people, and it's not a lot of that going on. I mean, I'm not trying to talk about it. I'm just saying, you know, we love our entertainers, but they're not the number one on the list. And who's dancing and who's, just check it out. Who's the rapper? Who's talking about these people? I mean, they're special and they're right. I'm just saying, but God got us on playing field that this is not what's important. We are in a situation where now that what's important, the essential workers, the people, the providers, the nurse, the people, I just say the ordinary people. They're up front. That's what's happening. All this other stuff that we thought that was, you got the football going on, but it's not the number one thing like it used to be. Football, baseball, they won, it's just not the number one thing on people's minds. Where it used to, capitalize us and, hypnotize us. These are the stars. Oh, they sold this and that. The celebrities, what are they wearing in their clothes? I mean, nobody's talking about that. I mean, somebody's talking about it, but it's just not the main thing. It's not what's running everything right now. Do you notice? It's much more important, things that's going on. And now, like I said, it's a spiritual shift that's going on here, and we're going to find out what's important. We're going to find out exactly what's important in all this stuff that we made to be. And it's about family. It's about, people keeping their jobs and loving their family and being in a safe place and working at home with their children. And it really in ways where God, have us home with our children, where we are spending more time. I spend more time with my daughter now than I ever spent. I think the last time I spent this type of time with my daughter working from home is when she was a baby at 6 months old. And a lot of people probably can account to that with their kids if they're working from home. And some people are still not working from home and can't spend this time. But I'm talking about those of us that have been working for years, just getting up at 6 or 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, just working like, we're in a trance. We're going here, getting up every day to a job, and your family is at home. This give us the opportunity to be at home with our loved ones and our husbands or our mates or whatever. But to me, this is a special time for me and my daughter. We're going to get closer than ever. And my son, he works, he doesn't live in a home, but it's a close environment. It's what's important, what's really important. Where are your priority? Are you sitting up here spending all your money and your credit cards on unnecessary things? What's really necessary? What's important? And it all boils down to you and your family and God. And God first, the source of everything. And so it's just nothing that's going to be the same. There ain't no use to us saying that, we want to go back to the way it was. I don't believe it's going to go back to the way it was. I think it's meant to be changes and more changes taking place. All the norms, everything seemed to be broken, but yet we are people that everything always have a way of rebuilding itself better, much better than it was before. We see each other differently. The way we respond to each other is going to be different. And so hopefully it'll have us in a more unified, because I'm telling you, this breaking down in government, breaking down in the world and division is for a reason. And there's a consciousness coming through, a body of consciousness that's coming through that needs to be listened to, that need to be heard. And so we're hearing it. We're hearing it now. And if we stay closer in spirit, we'll hear it more. It's sounding. It's time for change. It's time for change. We've been going this route for a long time. And all these lies have been built up on lies that's been told and been covered up and covered up until it just can't be covered up no more. It just can't be. It can't sustain itself anymore. There has to be changes. And so that's what's taking place spiritually and physically. And it starts spiritually first. And then you'll see it coming out. You'll see it on the outside, in the circumstances. So, but it's still opportunity for us to rebuild and build better and build stuff that we never seen before or, ever seen things before and people in offices that you never seen before. I mean, some will like it and some won't like it, but change is inevitable. It has to happen. And I'm not just talking about in government. I'm talking about all over. I'm talking about change personally and all over. It just has to. And so we have to be ready for that change. We have to know that. And I'm one of these people that always want things to kind of stay the same, because then it's comfortable for me. I know what I do every day, it's we're a creature of habit. We should be doing this the same way. And even as we get older, technology changing and different things are changing. And you want to say, hell, I want to get on my phone. I don't want to text to tell them. I want them to give me a text to tell them. I mean, some of us older, I want to call them up and tell them voice to voice. What, I'm just making a example of how things are just rapidly changing. And that's just an example of it. And you just can't stay the same way. And so therefore, and it's happening fast, guys. Everything. The way we do things, the way we talk to each other, how we respond to each other, how to respond to crisis, everything. So we got to get with this change that's coming, include myself. I'm really talking to myself. But we got to get with this change that's happening right now. And and don't you notice that it's happening whether you want it to happen or not? That tells you, we're not in control. With some things we're in control of, but for the whole small, there is a spiritual awakening happening, shifting that's going on. And whether you argue with it or go with it or whatever, it's happening anyway. Can't you notice that? You didn't control the virus. You didn't control it. It came upon us. Can you control how long? No, you can't control how long it's going to be. I mean, they have their own, they said it would be flattening out in August. Or whatever they want, whatever they said, it was going to be flattening out and doing that, but it couldn't, for whatever reason, people got back comfortable. They opened up the stores and by right, everybody needed to get their business going or whatever. But when they start doing what they normally do, and that's why I said we can't do things normally, it's changing and it continues to change. And so, you say, but I wanted to go back to normal. I don't think normal is it. I think it's going to be a new normal or another type of environment that we've never seen before, unknown environment. We're going in unknown territory. And that's God. That's the Christ consciousness. So you just have to hold still and stick with God. Stick with all these changes, but knowing at the same time, you're going to be all right through all your changes, through all your troubles or your, what's going on with your circumstances, as I say, that we're going to get through it. And, we're going to get through it, even with all the losses of the jobs or whatever. And I pray for the jobs and the losses of the loved ones. I'm really feeling that energy that's going on. I feel it. I feel it in my body. And I also was feeling that rage that I tell you about sometimes I feel in my body, within myself. And I constantly ask God, I said, Lord, just release this rage. But sometimes this rage come out, of me and it be something small and it's, it's a rage. Because we're all upset. We're all trying to deal with a lot of stuff that's going on in our lives and what we're feeling and what we're, dealing with at the same time. So I just want you to know that there's always hope. There's always that light. There's always God, divine intervention I always talk about. And I always talk about having a space always to meditate or be quiet. You don't have to meditate or find yourself. I had to do that, I think, a couple of times today because I was heightened for some reason. And then I was in conversation, guys. Had an argument, just a tat with my sister over politics, and got into a lower vibration where I was just feeling things and rage and stuff like that. And I said, let me become neutral. And sometimes, you know, you have to be aware. And I said, let me become neutral again and start meditating. And I had to meditate a couple times today because we're all going through so much and we can't always be in the same place everywhere. But if you can catch yourself sometime during the day, if you feel yourself kind of getting unwound, because it's a lot. Look at the news. You look at all these deaths. You look at your own life, or you're looking at all this stuff that's going on. I had a cousin that just passed last night. And this is my second cousin in the last year. Just things happening in the family. And I was saddened by that. So I think I was just heightened for a lot of reasons, but I had to just calm myself and get quiet today. And I suggest you guys do that too when you see yourself being over, because it's overwhelming. That's what's going on and what's happening. So I had to really calm myself down and meditate, get quiet, and let God, I feel God's presence again. And I did. I calmed down a couple deep breaths. So I'm calmer now that I'm talking to you guys. But I'm just saying, it's a lot going on. We got to get quiet enough where, like I said, always that we hear God and we hear him and we feel him and we can know what and ask him and pray to him. What's the next step? What's the next step of the unfoldment for us at that moment? Not so much at the future, like I said, not too much going in the past, but at that moment, what's next for you in that moment? And we can only live in the moment. So you have to ask God, what's going on here in this moment that I need to take a step on, or I need to take action with or to? And you can only take action during that moment. You just ask God, or that you need to take action with a loved one. So it's a lot going on, and we have to move forward in this fast moving spirit. It's moving fast. This flow is fast, and a lot's going on. It just seems like, you know, years ago, it just, the information just is here, and the vibration is fast, and it looks like time is faster to me. I don't know if it feels like that to you guys. It feels like that to me. The time is faster, sped up in some kind of way. So I just want to appeal to everyone to know that it is hope. It is help and hope within the divine. It's always a divine intervention if you just allow it. It's a divine intervention in this, all this mess that we see that's going on. There's a divine intervention in this. This is God's world. So he's not going to be in it. It's God's world. And they think they run in it, but God have a plan for all of us. And I think I'm running it sometime, but then have you noticed? You just say, I had a plan, but then what happened to it? And then sometime our plans go and you say, yeah, I'm running it. You notice that it just seemed like we doing everything we do, we can touch, we can do this and that. And it just seemed like, and then you come to a halt and realize, I'm just going to let it go because I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, but we just come to that point. That means we're not running things. We're co-creating, but we're not running them. And so God is in it. The source is running things. And so it's not, our future probably is not going to look the way we think it's going to look, you know, but there's unity in this. There's opportunity, but it's still up to us how we handle the crisis, how we handle our lives, and how we handle what's going on. Everybody's going to handle it totally different. Everybody's going to do it differently. Nobody's going to handle it the same way. But if you are for the light, you are for harmony, peace, joy, and you're for the truth, because the truth is what you're really going after. And if you set out, Lord, I just want the truth, and Lord, reveal the truth to me, because I'm gonna tell you this. with all this social media and all this TV and all, people are confused. They don't know what's true and what's not true. You notice that? You got a group of people saying this in the media, and do you have a group of people? You're like, what's true? Is there a real virus? They said the virus don't exist, that this is a hoax. You know, you're being told by a whole lot of media and different things. And what you don't have is you shut those devices down, you shut those computers and TV off, and you know what I'm gonna say? You have to go in divine. You can't go wrong. The spirit will not lead you wrong. If you ask, you've got to be in divine so you know you can hear God's voice and hear the truth. And some of us already know the truth and we just don't want to hear it. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not what you want to hear. And it's not what of all of us don't always want to hear the truth. So a lot of the truth is already here. We just don't want to hear. We want to, change the truth. We want to remodify the truth, but the truth is always here. The truth, what's true is always true. And so if you're grounded in your spirit and grounded yourself, when you hear it, you'll know it. Okay? So if people telling you this and that and that and that, the media is telling you, because we got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of people telling us this. We got a lot of misinformation going on. And so you're knowing your spirit. If you can discern whatever it is that you're reading, looking at, or seeing, you'll know it in your spirit if it's right for you. And what's right for me, not necessarily always be, but right is right. Some truths are just true for everybody. Not saying if you like this or that. No, the truth. And so you want to move with the truth. You want to move with the spirit. You want to move with harmony. You want to move with the light. You want to move with what God has for us, the highest good for everyone. If you're going in that way, you can't go wrong. And you're not going to advise nobody else to go wrong. So you have to stay in that keeping of the truth. And the way you do that, and I always said, you have to go within. You got to go within and you got to stay within and you got to listen and you got to feel the truth and know the truth and speak it. Speak it all around you. You'll be in that vibration. Okay? And you'll be in that vibration of help and whatever it is that you need at that time or receiving to. Whatever it is that you need at the time that you need to receive it, that need to get you the help that you need, you'll be in it, but you got to be in that divine mind to receive it. People can help you, people you don't know or situations, but if you're listening to a lot of stuff, you can't hear it. You can't hear the truth. You can't hear the messages that God and the angels are trying to tell you. Because I believe the angels send us messages as well. And so you got to be in that vibration. And a lot of us is in a lower vibration and we don't even know it. We don't know it. It's just so normal. And it's like, go to the norm, go back to the history of where things were, you know, and we're just operating because this is the way we always operate. And we never know that it's something different, something that's much more higher vibration, much more possibility that would change our life for the best. And some of us know it and some of us are doing it. I'm not saying that everybody's in it. We know that. If some of us know that we are prayers. We know that this is the way to go. We know that we're divine beings. We know that we can contact God, all that. But I have to speak it for the ones who don't know. Maybe somebody listening tonight that don't know that they can go within and find the truth and find light and love through God, and God will pull them out of this situation that they're in. And if they don't know where to go, where to go. And so I'm here to say that it's hope, you know, I mean, and I it's more than hope, you know, there's a movement going on that's here right now that we got to get with. And that's change, 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 and more change. And it's going to keep happening. And it's not over, because the next year, a lot of people saying, well, let's suspend, 2020. Let's suspend it. It was a tremendous year. It was a year of a lot of stuff going on, a lot of activity, a lot of deaths. What about 2021? I'm not the loom and groom. I'm not saying that 2021, but I just say it's more of change, and change don't always look like pretty. It just don't. It just don't look pretty. Change looks like a lot of stuff that's going on like it is now. A lot of changes, a lot of vibration, a lot of upheaval, a lot of stuff that needs to be healed from the past that's coming to the surface. That's inevitable. That has to come up. You say, what is that coming up for? What is that? What's going on? I thought we went past this. You ever be thinking that sometime? We here again? Yes. It hasn't fully been healed. Yes. We need this stuff to come up so it can be fully healed. There's a lot of stuff that need to be healed within us. And this is that vibration I'm saying within all of us. Our agreements to all this. We don't know that we agree to all this. This is our agreements. We're supposed to be this and that. We was told this and that and the other. All these beliefs that we got that go unchecked. That's why I said we need to self-examine. We need to self-examine all the time. Need 2 or 3 times a week or whatever. I don't know how many times you need to self-examine, but you need to check your beliefs, see if they're real. I mean, some you got them from childhood, you got them from somewhere, you got them from your aunts, you got them from your teacher telling you certain things that probably mattered then, but you need to upgrade. Or you need to throw them out if they don't serve you. What beliefs are not serving you? You have to check those beliefs now. And that's where it comes back to, like I said, our perceptions. How we see things and how we see our world. And so if we got a perception that, the world is bad and everybody in it is bad, everybody's getting, that's part of it, that's in it, but that's not the whole story. Everybody's not out to get you, everybody's not a scam, and everything is not geared towards you if you know that God is for you and that his will is designed for you and everybody else to win. It's set up for you to win. If you know that, you'll come in with a different perception. Instead of it's set up for you to lose, that it's, for some reason that this life or world is set up for you to lose and that everybody's scammy and everybody's bad in it, then you come out with the wrong perception. So we have to check our beliefs and our perceptions and our way of being and how we know ourselves and how we know the world, and check our prejudice that tell us all white people or all black people are enemies, or they this or that, or our Asian people are this and that, or whatever it is that we all been taught or heard or wherever we got it. You see, because that's division. So it couldn't be all. Each race have their own criminal. Each race is just not no one thing. It's just the person. It's not the race. It's not the color. It's the way the person have a perception. It's not the color. It's the level they're working at. It's the vibration they're working from. So if you can have that understanding and know, you'll just know that. You say this person is working from a lower vibration. They having beliefs about things in their world, and this is how they see it. So it comes out like this. And the more we have understanding of ourselves and God, it brings unity. Then you won't have these stigmas on everybody, how they should be, and prejudice and all this. If we can all just self-examine. Yeah, I know my mom told me that, but is that true? My father, it could have been a father. A mother told you this? That all white people are evil or whatever. You examine that. All black people are thieves. All Asian people are this and that or whatever. All gay people are this and that. We just have to self-examine. Once we do that and we put God on top, go within and examine ourselves and let God speak for us and be our voice, be our eyes. And sometimes I say, I do, guys. I say, when I'm looking at this physical, with my physical eye, it seems messed up. And I want to see the word after that. You know, and I'm saying, I'm looking at it this way, but Lord, please let me, would you let me see it through your eyes? How do you see it? Let me see this through your ears. Let me hear this through your ears, and let me feel this in the way you would feel it and have it. And if you ask for that, you have a different change of a space where you won't be angry. And then you check those beliefs and let God work through you in that way. You know, because we have all these beliefs and things that's going on with us. And so we need to clear up a lot of things that's happening with us. And it's just like, that's what I'm saying. All this need to come to surface. And I'm talking about personally and collectively. I'm talking about it all. So all of this is coming up. It's coming up for a reason. It's showing itself through the election. It's showing itself through just how deep we're divided. It's showing us through on a personal level. It's coming up through all the ways that we can see it. But it's coming up what? So we can change it. So we can heal it. If it don't come up and it stay down, it's going to be like, it's going to be pretend again that none of this stuff exists. That no, we all treated equal. It's just not true. It's just not so. And so I want us to know that we can be able to heal and heal through God, heal through the divine, and heal each other and support each other through this crucial time that we're having. This crucial time is that we need each other more than ever, and we got to see each other differently. And this is called a new way of being. And that's what this title was, a new way of being. So that's what's on the horizon. We got to change our way of being, and then we'll change our way of seeing. And then we can get on the right track. And so I just want to say that now I'm getting ready to get off of here, but I just wanted to just let everybody know that's dealing with the virus, that their families are dealing with the virus. I'm praying for you. I always have a message of love and peace and joy and be ambassador of the truth. And so I want you and your families to have a good Thanksgiving. Wash your hands, put a mask on, do what you got to do to be distanced, whatever, Zoom. But I love you guys and peace, joy, and happiness. And my next show is November 29th, 2020, 8 o'clock p.m. Central. And it's Divine Intervention. My email is dtl@gmail.com. And I love you guys and have a good night. Thank you.